April 2nd, Mark Palm.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
What young boy doesn't dream of flying an airplane? Mark Palm was no exception. But young Mark had a second passion, and that was to help people. In August of 2000, Mark founded Samaritan Aviation, a ministry that provides flight-related medical services to people who live in the remote jungle regions of Papua New Guinea. It took him 10 years to raise enough money to buy his first float plane, a flying ambulance. But on this date, in 2010, Mark made his first Samaritan Aviation flight. Since then, he has added three more planes to his squadron. Hospital trips used to take 5 to 7 days by canoe. Now, those trips require just 1 hour by air. From complicated pregnancies to cases of severe dehydration to routine broken bones, Mark and his team serve and encourage people that the rest of the world often overlooks. And they do it for free.
Are you willing to stand out? Everyone can make a difference somewhere. Mark Palm wanted to make a difference. He was a third-generation aviator, and he dreamed of seeing the world through a career in the military or commercial aviation. He looked for opportunity. He saw needs. At age 16, a youth trip to Mexico to give people roofs sparked an idea. Go where no one else has gone. At age 19, Mark first visited Papua New Guinea. When he returned to the United States, he met Kirsten. On their first date, Mark shared the desire of his heart to serve people no one else could. The Southern California girl from the big city didn't run away. Instead, she said she would share his dream. Mark proposed to Kirsten, and she said yes. They said, "I do." And for 10 years, they struggled to do what seemed impossible. Mark found odd jobs to support his family while he learned skills he would need as an aviator: engineering, navigation, and mechanics. Success came neither quickly or easily, but his labor of love built what seemed to be unimaginable. Mark founded Samaritan Aviation. He and Kirsten and their three children moved to Papua New Guinea, ready for Samaritan Aviation's first flight. Good Friday, April 2nd, 2010, marked the first medical mission in the only float plane on a 700-mile-long Sepik River, a call to help a pregnant mother named Antonia. In heavy labor, Mark was Antonia's only hope. Without his help, her baby would die, and the mother might die too. With a nurse on board and a medical team waiting at Borum Hospital, Antonia was grateful and gave thanks for her healthy son. She named him Mark. Mark said, "Life in the village made me understand the needs: flooding, sickness, lack of medicine, lack of access. The things that are normal for us don't exist here." Over the next 8 years that followed, Mark expanded Samaritan Aviation from one flight crew to a team of 4 pilots and 6 families to serve some 220,000 villagers, almost half the population of Papua New Guinea. They turned what would otherwise be a week-long canoe trip into a 45-minute flight for life. Delivering more than 100,000 pounds of medical supplies to 20-some aid stations, Mark and company also provided vaccinations that reduced infant mortality, midwife training, and hands-on education for better nutrition and hygiene. Mark realizes that not everyone will go to remote places as he and his family did. He believes anyone can make a big impact anywhere. Mark said, "It starts with small things. Look around your neighborhood." Mark is convinced the mission field isn't only on foreign soil, it may be as close as the yard next door. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, "I am convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have, for I have seen the abundant riches of glory revealed to me through the Anointed One, Jesus Christ." Are you ready to go to places that others won't? Are you ready to make a sacrifice for the sake of others? Are you willing to stand out? Everyone can make a difference.
men. My name is Ryan. Thanks for tuning in whatever time of day it is for you. Mark Palm's story was one not of instant gratification. I think what stood out to me most about this is he had a vision that God put in his heart for aviation and to spread the word of God. And since God put that in his heart, it was 10 years until the fruition of that dream. So, you know, you just never know if God's going to put something in your heart for a calling of yours or whatever it may be. And we, in our minds and in our timelines, think it should happen faster. But this is just such an encouraging story of one casting vision within his family and getting his wife on board with this, even though it wasn't just this quick thing. And two, just doing the work and not giving up, knowing that God called him to do this thing. So, man, I would challenge you, if there's something that God put in your heart that seems like, man, it's just taking forever, or wondering when it's going to come to pass, keep working. Look at this story. Look that it took this man 10 years. And fast forward, and now look, many planes, many people's lives changed, many people doing the work of God that was put in his heart. Thanks.